This is the formal appeal.
This is the formal.
This is the formal appeal, and then if you disagree with the Board of Listers decision, you can appeal to the Board of Civil Authorities.
Okay.
It is a little bit more formal,
sure.
But it's the same process. The Board of Civil Authorities are all the JPs and the Select Board.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's when we inspect.
Yes, mm-hmm. They will go out and inspect the property, make sure that's correct. And if you refuse the inspection, you're withdrawing essentially the
sure.
at that point. All right. So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record.
I'm Charlotte Gardner. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Robert Vickery.
Gary Burrows.
And I still can't get answered.
Yeah. We'll get Andrew
yeah,
to come in.
That's okay.
Open him up. All right, you have the floor.
So I guess I'm not so much concerned about the building values, although the outbuilding, the 5,000 square foot outbuilding seems a little high, but I guess the primary thing is the land value. And are we all looking at the same thing?
Yeah.
So, under the landline valuation section, the first line there is the 2 acres that my primary house is on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, so there's 3 lots there. There's my house, 2 acres, the guest house on 40 acres, and then there's another empty lot, 2 acres. So the house, 2 acres lot that my house is on is valued at 555. Which, for that land, it's all ravines, woods, and wetlands. The only flat places on my property at all are where the houses are. So it's all unusable, and I guess I'm trying to understand how it's what's causing it to be valued so high.
All right, I can explain that. So, because there's 3 different parcels,
mm-hmm.
each parcel has a building site, and so that's where that, why is it 2.0? It should be 2.25, okay? I'm not sure
no,
who changed
I see,
it.
I see 2.25 here.
Okay, that's where it should be.
I think they might have adjusted after I talked to Vision.
It should not have been adjusted. Okay, and there's a mathematical reason why. It's
2.25. 2.53.
No? Should be 2.25 right here, the condition factor.
Oh, you're talking about condition. Good.
Okay, that's incorrect. It should be 2.25. And the reason is because when you have building lots, 1.0, right,
mm-hmm.
you have full value for the first building lot. The second building lot, we reduce the value by 25%, so it's 0.75. The third building lot we add to your parcel, we put it at 50%, half the value. So you add those up as 2.25 as a multiplier on the site. The reason why we put it on the first 2 acres and don't have 2 acre, 2 acre, 2 acre is because you can include that in your house site value so you get the residential rate on that as opposed to the non-residential rate. If we had split those up to 2 acres, second building site, 2 acres, you wouldn't be able to get the residential rate for that. And we do that up to the first four lots. After that, we actually do a mathematical formula based on the cost of infrastructure and holding costs for developers. But a lot of people who have 2 to 3 lots, it's just because they own the lots around them. There's no reason they're not going to develop anytime soon. So we just do a mathematical formula for that, which is very similar to what the value as if you own 20 lots and you're trying to subdivide and sell them off.
So then I guess I still don't, but for $905,000 for that land, it can't be developed. It's each lot has the minimum road frontage, so there's no subdivision allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even stated in my building permit or when I built the house that there is no further development allowed. It's ravines. I can't get my head around how anyone would. And I know that it's an unusual property, which makes it difficult to use a comp on, but there's not that much value in that land. Where the development stops and my property starts, it's a triangle, there's probably 100 feet drop down to the creek.
Yep.
So if it isn't a hill, trees, or swamp, it's the creek.
Yep. Okay.
And the outbuilding is, there's a dirt floor in there. There's no finishing at all. It's just the beams and tin siding. Not that that's a big impact, but. So my thought was around $1 million total. Because like I said, I don't necessarily disagree with the building values. I think the comps in my area of the lab, there's four of them right in the neighborhood there that were all between 430 and 5.2. So those don't seem terribly out of whack with the house.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I feel like the land is being overvalued.
Yeah.
So, as I understand it, that outbuilding is valued at 105. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Does that have plumbing or electricity?
It's
no insulation?
No, it's a storage building.
It's just storage.
It's just outside storage.
Yeah.
Storage.
It's put in as a garage. A garage assumes a slab.
Yeah.
And then no insulation, no electricity. For a garage.
Okay.
But it does assume a slab.
Okay, so there is a.
Okay.
They call it a skirting foundation all the way
yep.
from the outside, and that's all we did.
Okay.
So I guess your thoughts on the land piece of it, where does this value come from?
So we're basically looking at the largest lot sales in town and what they're selling for.
But are those developable lots?
Some possibly. I don't know off the top of my head. I know that a lot of the large lots that have sold recently are in ag zoning. For instance, the one off Bay Road. That one sold with a house on it for 1.2, but that's in ag zoning. It's like 25 acres or something like that, or 26 acres. I'm trying to think of other ones off the top of my head, but so it depends on the zoning and but the one I can think of off the top of my head was ag zoning.
I guess the way I'm looking at it is there's no income producing possibilities off of that property. So it basically is just there. And it doesn't have the value to develop or to farm or to do anything at all. So I guess that's where I'm finding my inability to understand the value.
Yeah, I'm kind of think.
And I do understand that you use comps and and that, but I'm just wondering if there isn't a factor that we need to put in here.
Yeah.
To bring it to a realistic.
Yeah, I'm thinking like if you're looking at abutting properties, Kenwood, who's off Lily, who's down the same ravine, and then on the other side you would have Sweeney's property. It was down the opposite side of the brook in that same area. We could look at those, see how those are being assessed on their land.
And do you have the topography of the property? Does that?
I'm familiar with the area. Yeah.
And we had talked last year when I combined all my lots. So I guess that was the other thing that was a little shocking to me, was that we had the discussion, and I kind of thought we landed where it needed to be.
In defense of him, he didn't do the reassessment.
No, absolutely. I completely understand that. You know, I know this is all a process, and there's different parties, and there's different parties for different reasons, and completely respect the process. And Bob, you were great. You were great helping me figure that out last year. So I do appreciate that and your time.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd like to look at Sweeney's and Kenwood's and see how we're assessing that excess land above the 2 acres.
Okay.
And I would grade it very similar to those.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeney's might be a little bit better parcel. It's a little bit more usable flat land up on top before it drops down to the brook, the ravine, where you're down in there. And Kenwood's is very similar, I think. It's all wooded, and I think he's 50 acres out there. But he doesn't have three different lots, it's just one lot. So there's that difference.
But having the three different lots isn't penalizing me, is it?
It does increase your value.
It does.
It does, yeah.
So I guess then,
they're contiguous, correct?
They're contiguous. Yeah. So we combine them to one tax bill, and when we do that, we take that second lot at 0.75 and the third lot at 0.5. And that's where you get that 2.25, right?
But isn't that minimizing the...
It does reduce the value.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. If it was separate, they'd all be at 1.0.
Okay.
And they'd all be at $200,000 for the 2 acres, okay, or $230,000 or whatever for 2 acres. So you'd be looking at $600,000 to $700,000 for those building lots, whereas now you're at $500,000. So it does reduce it by combining it under one grand list value.
Okay. So what's the 350,000?
That's the 42 acres. And that's what I want to look at when I compare yours with Kenwood's and with Sweeney's. Because I think that their price per acre over their 2 acres is a lot lower. But I want to verify that before I make that change. Because you should be matching Kenwood's.
Where is he?
So he's off Lily Lane.
No, I mean, where?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. I have to look it up. But I have a feeling that he's lower. If I remember the gradings down there, that area.
I guess I'd be better off to break it back out into the three then.
Yeah, and you should also look into current use. Getting you just get the forester out there. They do a 5-year plan. You get in current use because it's all contiguous right now.
Mm-hmm.
Under one ownership, you can apply for current use, and that'll actually reduce your tax rate considerably on that 42 acres. So instead of being, you know, $8,000 an acre for woodlot, I think it's around $180,000 an acre. So it's a huge savings for a lot of people with big tracts of land.
Sure. And I had started looking into that. I guess, is that kind of as a side or another topic or related thing, but I just wanted to make sure my valuation,
yeah,
regardless of that. And I, you know, so what, they went up 112%, the valuation went up 112%, so in theory my taxes should only go up the 12%.
Have you figured out what his taxes are going to be?
No.
And I'm just kind of looking at it as, you know, if the valuation goes up 100% and the average was 100% for the whole town, then all things being equal, I would only see the increase over the 100%.
Yeah, that's why I want to look at Kenwood's, because I think if we look at Kenwood's and we match your grading with Kenwood's, you'll probably be in that average, closer to that average instead of above it. But I want to look at Kenwood's first, and I don't remember the exact grading we have on it, but I think it's less than 1.0.
I still have a hard time with it. For it to sell, if this is market value, how would I get that market value out of that property?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it comes down to. Is,
yeah. And that's where you should be looking at it. Yeah. Yep.
So I guess that's kind of all I had.
Any questions?
No questions.
All right, so the board will deliberate. We'll send you a notice, a results of grievance notice. It's going to be within that 14-day period.
Yep.
Like I said, we already sent out the first ones already, so 20-something notices already. So.
Okay. Good. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Stay strong.